Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I'm very excited to have Jane Havens here with me. She's an amazing sleep consultant that I've gotten the honor to know the last couple months. We joined a business mastermind group together. So Jane had really intrigued me to join on just my interviews because she has her own business. She has something I think a lot of midwife practices would really like this resource in their community, or at least how to access it. So I'll let Jane talk about her amazing skills in business.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. Again, my name is Jane Havens. I am a certified sleep consultant. I specialize in infant and toddler sleep. I always tell people that I support parents through the sleep training process in a way that feels safe and comfortable for them. And I help them to reach their goals, whether that be for their child to fall asleep independently, for their child to sleep through the night. Sometimes I help parents with night weaning or just scaling back the amount that their infant or even toddler is feeding overnight. And I just really pride myself on doing that in a way that feels safe and comfortable for the family that I'm working with.
Is there a certain age range? Like, do you love to specialize in like a month old, 3 months, 6, 1 year? Like, I'd love to know what your niche is and how you got that direction.
Okay, so I work with babies as young as 6 weeks old, and I work with children all the way up to 6 years. The reason I say that I start at 6 weeks is because I really feel like that's the amount of time that it takes mom to come up for air after having a baby. And I really don't think that mom should be overly concerned with much of anything other than like her own care and making sure her baby is fed and, you know, loved for the first 6 weeks. And after mom is able to come up for air, if she's struggling with getting her baby to sleep, then I'm happy to help. Obviously, it looks different when I work with a family that has a 6-week-old baby versus a 6-month-old baby, right? Mm-hmm. Because the expectation for a 6-week-old baby is not that they would sleep through the night. Maybe of the family that hires me with a 6-week-old is simply trying to get into a routine, into a good groove. I help them figure out when to nap their baby, when to feed their baby, how to make bedtime go a little bit more smoothly, and perhaps we work on stretching those time periods between feedings in the middle of the night if the baby is a healthy weight and doing well in that category.
Well, and I think the part that's so awesome is you customize it. You get to know the family, the history. I think especially with midwives and women looking for something additional, personalized versus this is the assembly line. This is our policy. This is what we offer to everybody. So if you want to tell a little bit how you customize the needs for each family.
Sure. So every single family that works with me, it looks, in some ways it looks the same and in some ways it looks completely different, right? So parents come to me with different levels of comfort or anxiety around the sleep training process. Some parents come to me, you know, with a 9-month-old baby and that baby is waking up, you know, 4 or 5 times to nurse in the middle of the night and mom has just had it and is ready to night wean. And, you know, we take a more speedy approach to night weaning. And then other moms will come to me maybe with their 9-month-old baby that's only feeding once in the middle of the night and mom is totally fine with that. But then the baby's waking up 10 or 12 other times for a pacifier and that's becoming really difficult. So I really try to listen in and figure out what the family's goals are and where they would like to be after a 2-week period. And I help them to achieve their goals in a way that feels right for their family.
Awesome. So how did you figure out this is your calling and making a business out of it? I think it's so amazing. Not just your business of sleep consultant, but you've actually made online training courses. So we'll go into both directions of how you've evolved your business.
Sure. So my kids are 8 and 4. And when my 8-year-old was born, he was a really great sleeper. He did really, really well through the newborn phase. And right around 4 months, he hit that classic 4-month sleep regression. And he went from basically sleeping all night to waking up every 45 minutes. And as a first-time mom, I didn't really know what was going on. I was so confused. And I took to the internet and I took to the bookstore and I read all the books and I read the entire internet and I figured out what was going on. And I got him sleeping. And all of my friends were jealous and they wanted me to help them get their kids sleeping. So I did. And for many, many years, it was just a hobby of mine. And sort of the word got out that Jane was the one who could help you get your baby to sleep.
The baby whisperer on the midwife side and the sleep consultant.
Yeah. And I would still, even though like my kids were sleeping, I was still always reading blogs about sleep. I was always digging into Facebook groups to hear what moms were reading. It was just it was a passion of mine. It was a hobby. And after my daughter was born, I was a stay-at-home mom all this time and I was getting the itch to do something. And I just kept coming back to this sleep stuff because it was my passion. It was what I was already really fascinated by. So I took the plunge. I took an online certification course and got my business up and running. And my intention was never really to have a full-fledged business. I mean, of course, like I wanted to have a business, but in my mind, it was just going to be like a little side hustle. And it very, very quickly snowballed into something that I never could have imagined. And within a few months, I had sort of a full-time business, loving it.
Do you do a lot of just on-site or is it more virtual? Like, do you serve all the nation or just a local area? How does your business work out?
I actually do complete remote work. I don't do, sorry, my son is like poking around
totally
in the back.
No, you're totally fine. I can see.
It's okay. Just like sit in one place. COVID life, right?
Yes, no worries.
I don't go into homes to do this work. I do all of my work remotely. Some sleep consultants do go into homes and support families in their homes. I personally just, I don't. I work with my families via email, text message, and phone calls. And I have clients all over the country and I've supported families abroad. So I never meet most of them.
Well, the awesome part is when you have a business that's outside of your community and you're taking advantage of the technology, the World Wide Web, you can potentially have thousands and thousands of clients to tap into when you got the right marketing strategy. So I would love, because you mentioned you got started a lot faster than you anticipated. Was it just the referrals or was there a certain marketing system you found really helpful getting your business going?
So when I started my business, I was networking and connecting a lot in mom's Facebook groups. I would see parents post all the time, you know, my 8-month-old is up every hour in the middle of the night. I don't know what to do. Help me. And I would share my expertise and try to help them through their problems. And, you know, some of them would hire me and some of them, I'd just give them free advice and move right along. Mm-hmm. And I think that after a few months, it was just after I landed a handful of clients, it really became a snowball of referrals. And it wasn't just former clients that were referring me, but it was people in my community, friends, extended friends, my husband's coworkers. You know, it just like the web sort of expanded pretty wide.
Well, and it's amazing. Like people don't, they take for granted. And I think especially as a mother, there's so much stereotype of, well, the baby's sleeping good. You're a good mom, or baby's sleeping crappy. You must be doing something wrong. And so I'm curious if you do a lot of mental health site, not as much just like interventions and tips, but also supporting the families, like this is normal and this you're still a good parent attitude. Cause I know that's a lot comes up.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I've noticed a lot of parents come to me when they're incredibly sleep deprived and they think that they have postpartum depression. A lot of them will say like, you know, I have postpartum anxiety or I don't sleep or I'm really not enjoying motherhood. And frankly, it's really heartbreaking to hear. And we work together for a few weeks and sleep gets to a better place. And it's almost like a weight is lifted off their shoulders. Mm-hmm. Like that they can, parents tell me all the time, like I can enjoy my baby again. You know, I'm enjoying my baby for the first time. And that's so amazing. I just love hearing that. People say like, you saved my life. And I don't know if I really saved their life or if it's just an expression, but like, it's really a life-changing experience to go from being incredibly sleep deprived and feeling depressed to enjoying your baby and living life and enjoying the day.
Well, and I think just as much as midwives, we focus on a great birth experience and the bonding, that first hour of life. It's like those next few weeks, if you are not bonding at a level you're feeling resentment towards your baby, it's a lifelong effect. So, I mean, your skills and your unique services are so powerful. And yeah, a lot of it gets pushed off, especially by primary care providers, like, oh, it's the woman. Like they're a team, like what's going on in her life and what's going on. So I think it's amazing that you've really found this niche. And obviously there's a huge demand for it. I'm thinking my head, I'm like, I can know a bunch of people I can send your way now that I'm learning more about your services. So
I'd love that. Thank you. I'll take it.
So yeah, so tell us about your online business, because you mentioned to me in side conversations that the education wasn't what you thought it would be, becoming a certified sleep consultant. You created your own online course. So do you mind telling us a little bit about
that? Sure. So the sleep consultant certification course that I took online was fine. It was, you know, comprehensive. All the information was there, but I felt like there was a missing piece, and that missing piece was the support. A lot of the women who took the program that I took were struggling, either feeling insecure, like they didn't quite have a good handle on how to handle every situation, or perhaps they were feeling overwhelmed with getting their businesses up and running, and they just really needed a mentor or somebody to guide them through the process and hold their hand through the process. So I was doing this for them for a while, and then I started to feel like a little resentful that I was supporting these women that weren't my students, even though I loved so much supporting them. So I decided to create my own certification program where not only would I provide the education and the information, but also a whole lot of support to these women who are starting their businesses and becoming first-time business owners.
Well, and I think that's how you and I really have gotten connected, because I love midwifery practice, but there was so many barriers of like, yeah, you took the program, you became a midwife and you have a degree, but the business side was lacking. Most schools, most programs, most education do not have the business side. So yeah, I think you and I really connected, like, okay, with sleep consultants, you've got the business niche figured out. And I'm sure you were like, okay, I'm reworking the wheel. If people are asking me the same questions, I'm going to make a course about these questions and the business side of the sleep consultant.
Exactly. And I love, you know, I used to say that my favorite thing was supporting a family through the process of teaching their children to sleep. Like, that's an incredibly rewarding process. And now that I'm teaching women how to build their own businesses, that's rewarding on a whole other level.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's the power of when you become a business owner and you find a need, you get better at it. Your mind starts shifting of like, okay, I'm good at this. There's a deficit here. I'm going to figure out how to fill it. Your brain starts shifting when you become an entrepreneur. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. I mean, when I think back to a few years ago when I launched this business and what my goals were and what I thought this business would look like, it's totally different than where I am now. And it's only been a few years. So, you know, it's impossible to even try to predict where I will be a few years from now. Who knows?
Yeah, I know. I think the part that's most exciting is you still want to make business plans. You still want to make goals, but to see what you thought you could accomplish, your glass ceiling effect gets higher and higher. Like, oh my gosh, I could do this. I need a new challenge. Like you realize after 5-10 years, you're like, I never thought I'd end up this direction, but man, what I have done. And so, yeah, I think it's awesome what you've accomplished.
Really fun. And I'm good at plenty of things, but I'm not strong. You know, I lack in tech skills. The computer overwhelms me. I'm really good on my phone and my iPad, but if I have to get onto the computer and do something like super technical, I hate it. So the way I've overcome that is I have support help. You know, I've hired a virtual assistant. When it came time to create my course, I had never written a curriculum before, right? So I hired a team that does this professionally, and we collaborated and got it to a place that was really, really good from an education standpoint, but it also reflected me and my style and my personality. So that's really fun to sort of collaborate and find people that help me fill the holes.
Well, and I think it's so important, especially, I don't know so much with sleep consultants, but with midwives, it's the mindset of, well, I don't have that much money. I'll just do it myself. And I'm like, okay, it's going to take you how many hours to learn it? And it's probably going to be a fraction of the quality of just hiring the expert, like creating that balance. That's what makes you a good business owner is I know my skills, I know what I'm not good at, and I know who to hire out that's going to get it done far quicker. And so, yeah, I think that's really important. You've already got past that learning curve.
Yeah, that was like step one for me, because otherwise, like, I would hit a roadblock right away, you know? So rather than me spend all day trying to figure something out that, as you said, was not going to come out looking as nice as if someone who does this professionally could do it, you know, for me, it's a no-brainer.
So the last part I want to ask a question about is, like, for midwives and birth workers, so doulas, family support team, when would you say a sleep consultant would be a good idea to refer to or connect with to kind of help? Should we wait and be more preventative, kind of like childbirth education? Should we wait till it gets to this bad or really bad? Like, I would love to know your perspective.
So I think that there's a real sweet spot when it comes to teaching babies to sleep independently. And I think that that's between 12 and 16 weeks. That being said, I think that the best time to start working with a sleep consultant is when the parents feel ready. And so that just depends, right? Like, certain families need help earlier and certain families are fine to sort of coast and be on the struggle bus a little bit longer, you know? But between 12 and 16 weeks, I find is the easiest. That's sort of the time frame when it's really pretty much a breeze to teach a baby how to fall asleep independently.
Okay. And so I'm just going to give a scenario. So if you do get somebody that's like, okay, I've been struggling for 6 months, is it a lot harder to not break habits, but change the routines present that have been there for a while versus it's been going on for a little bit?
Yeah, it is. Ooh, Ivy, shh. Sorry, my kids are in the background. So it is. It's harder to break a habit that is more deeply ingrained, right? So, and this is true. We didn't discuss this, but I work with older children, toddlers, preschoolers, and, you know, sometimes parents of 3, 4, 5 year olds will call me and they want support and guidance through the process of teaching their children to sleep independently if they're co-sleeping. And, you know, a four-year-old that's been co-sleeping their entire life is a different case than a four-year-old that always slept independently, but maybe got sick and ended up in their parents' bed for a week or two, you know? Mm-hmm. So habits that have been there longer are, of course, harder to break. And as children get older, they get more set in their ways, right? Mm-hmm. And they get a little bit more feisty. So
they get more of a voice and vocal to them. Yeah. They definitely speak out about things.
Yeah. And, you know, parents, for whatever reason, I find it easier to work with children that can communicate, you know, using language, but a lot of parents really struggle when they hear their children upset and they're crying out for mom or for dad. For me, that actually makes it easier because you can actually communicate back and explain to the child what you're doing. Yeah. So, you know, for me, I think that it's easier, but parents really struggle with that. So, you know, I think that teaching independent sleep, if that's what your family decides to do, have your babies and your children sleep independently, it's a gift to your child to be able to learn to fall asleep independently. And, you know, the earlier you can do that within reason is advantageous, I think.
Awesome. So if you don't mind, Jody, just telling us about your courses and how to contact you if they have questions. And
sure.
Since you do it nationwide, I have a feeling there'll be a lot of midwives giving you a call. So
I would love that. I love collaborating with all sorts of birth professionals. My consulting business is called SnoozeFest, and my website is thesnoozefest.com. And then for my sleep consultant certification course, the website is thecpsm.com, which stands for the Center for Pediatric Sleep Management. And that, the Center for Pediatric Sleep Management, I just have one course right now, which is the sleep consultant certification course. I have some little mini webinars that I share with clients sometimes that are just, you know, here's one for infants, here's one for toddlers. But the bulk of what CPSM does is the certification course for sleep consultants.
Okay. And then the online course you have, about how long does it take to complete? Just if there's some midwives thinking, that might be good to add to my repertoire.
Yeah. So the course is completely self-guided. So you can do it on your own time, at your own pace, at a speed that feels comfortable for you. Generally speaking, it takes between 3 and 4 weeks for most to get through it. And that is, you know, a lot of moms with young children are working through the course. So maybe they're putting in an hour or so after their kids go to bed every night. So, you know, the fastest anyone has ever blown through it was over a July 4th weekend, super, super fast. But generally speaking, between 3 and 4 weeks.
Yeah, a typical lifestyle. I bet that person was very, very passionate to really want to just bang it out. So
yeah, she was ready to get going and she did awesome. A great job. I was very impressed.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Jane. I really appreciate it. And I'll put down below for the video, the links and if people can contact you for more information.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.